Today we commemorate Matthias, chosen by God to take the place of Judas as the 12th apostle. So I hope that you'll excuse me if I do something that I rarely, if ever, do, because I think it's worth our time today to learn all about the life and ministry of Matthias. So at the risk of turning this into an academic lecture, please bear with me for a moment while I recount the story of Matthias. In the first century in Judea, there was a man by the name of Mattathias, gift of Yahweh in Hebrew, Matthion in Greek, Matthias in English. This Matthias became a follower of Jesus around the time that Jesus was baptized by John and remained among his disciples throughout his ministry. After the death of Judas and the ascension of Jesus into heaven, the remaining apostles cast lots, and God chose this Matthias to take the place of Judas, who had committed suicide. There it is. Now you know all that there is to know about the life and ministry of Matthias. There are, of course, a great many legends about him, stories about his later life and death, and even several writings almost certainly falsely attributed to him. But none of these stories are certain. Many are contradictory, and all are probably false. The bottom line is that apart from the scant information in our text for today, we know with certainty nothing at all about Matthias. He was, for all the world knows or cares, a nobody. Our commemoration of Matthias on this day places before us then a question. And the question is not whether Matthias was worthy of succeeding Jesus as an apostle. The question is whether you are worthy of succeeding Matthias as a disciple. One of the side effects of the vast array of communications technology that the 20th century spawned is that so many people feel compelled to compete for attention. Everybody wants to be somebody. You hear athletes blather on about their legacy as if any of the heroic exploits on the field of competition contribute a single thing that makes the world better. The internet has become choked with talking heads striving to achieve the glorious label of influencer. And to that end, they constantly harass us to like and subscribe, like and subscribe, like and subscribe, and don't forget thumbs up. And everywhere you turn, it seems that everybody wants to be regarded as a hero, if not a superhero. And into this maelstrom of fame-seeking, narcissistic self-promotion, Jesus sends you to talk, not about you, but about him. God calls you to be like Matthias, a nobody for Jesus. To labor without fame, without honor, without the recognition or respect or reward of the world. Now, let me be clear. Being a nobody for Jesus is not the same as doing nothing. I'm quite sure that Matthias continued to live a faithful life, preached many powerful sermons, reached the lost with the love of God, nurtured the flock entrusted to him, counseled the weary, comforted the sorrowing, taught the Orthodox faith, cared for those in need, and by his life, word, and deed, in every way, proved himself worthy of being called by God to his task. And I pray and I believe that you will do the same. That's not the issue here. Nor is the issue how you will respond to the increasing hostility of our society to those who follow Jesus faithfully. Look, persecution sucks. But at least if they're persecuting you, you know they've heard your message. Our brother John said, "Don't be surprised, brothers, if the world hates you." And John said that because Jesus himself said, "If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own, but because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." But I suspect that if it comes your way, you will actually handle persecution just fine. What I wonder is how you will respond to being ignored. Will you still devote every ounce of your talent and energy to preaching the good news of eternal life in Jesus Christ if no one listens? Will you keep pouring out your heart and tears to care for those in need if the world, and even sometimes the church, and maybe even those that you help, don't notice or don't care? Will you continue to reflect the love of Jesus to those who show you only neglect, who treat you with ignominy, with indifference, or even with disrespect? If so, maybe, just maybe, you may be a worthy successor to Matthias. But if you doubt whether you can live up to the standard of Matthias, if you are uncertain whether you have what it takes to be a nobody for Jesus, remember that Jesus became somebody for you. And the kind of somebody that Jesus became was foretold by Isaiah when he said in chapter 53, "He was nothing to look at. He didn't appear worthy of our desire. He was held in contempt and shunned by men, a man who endured pain and sickness, and like one of those that no one looks at, he was regarded as contemptible, so that no one even bothered to think about him." Jesus loved you so much that he was willing to become that kind of somebody for you. And if, like Matthias, you find yourself forgotten or neglected by the world and perhaps even by the church, know that somebody has not forgotten you. That somebody knows. That somebody cares. That somebody remembers and treasures every word and deed that you do in his name. And that somebody gives you the strength to carry on proclaiming and sharing and living the love of Jesus for this rotting cesspool of a world. And that somebody promises to be with you until the day, someday soon, when he comes to take you to himself and caress you with his love forever. in the name of Jesus, somebody for you. Amen.